Hello and welcome to a very special edition of Five and Out. I'm Wes.
I'm Steve.
And this week we have a very mature but sexy top five for you. What is that top five, Steve?
Oh, you are damn right, Wes. We are counting down our top five celebrity exceptions over the age of 45.
There's some women, and there are some surprises as well.
Indeed. To be fair, they're mostly women. But my God, do we appreciate the older ladies and their beauties.
But with all that being said, let's start the show. So, Steve, I started playing Thief, which was a PS Plus free game, what, 6 months ago or something like that? It's bad. It's real bad.
What makes it so bad?
It's the animation's terrible. The gameplay isn't very fun.
Oh, wait. I remember seeing the cover art of this game. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes. It's just not very fun.
Speaking of a fun PS Plus game, though.
Great.
You turned me on this last week to Counter Spy.
That's right.
Which I had downloaded a month ago, did not ever think to play. And they're like, no, dude, give it a shot.
Yeah, yeah.
And now I have gotten all of the trophies on the game in about 3 days.
And are you still playing it?
No.
Oh. No.
But it is a really fun game.
Counter Spy, that used up whore.
It's been put away wet, buddy. Like, it is ridden hard, put away wet. You know what I'm saying.
I know. I saw that you did the dick move of sending me a message about your trophy.
Sure did.
Wow.
I used the share feature on the PS4 for the very first time.
Well, consider those trophies shared.
And what better way to do it than to be a dick to Wes about it?
That's right. So yeah. Started playing that. I'm trying to wrap up the Platy for Apotheon. But yeah, man, that's about it.
So I watched this movie. I mentioned it a couple weeks ago that I'd watched The Raid finally, and I gave it a rave review.
This is The Raid that's about the bug killing spray, right?
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Oh my God.
This is The Raid, of course, the Korean action movie that I later found out that the movie Dread is based off of, or like inspired by, The Raid, which makes a lot of sense when you hear it, but I didn't think about it when I was watching it.
Yeah.
Although I told a buddy, I was like, The Raid is kind of like Dread, and then he's like, well, you know it's based off of Dread, or vice versa. I was like,
yeah.
That makes all the sense in the world. Okay, I'm going to keep going like I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But I watched it the week previous, and then the next week I invited like three or four more friends to come over and watch it again. And there was this really great moment. The whole thing is dubbed over. It's like I said, it's a Korean action movie. But so,
and Steve can't read, so no subtitles.
Read. Can't do it. Won't do it.
Yeah.
So the three of us started watching the movie, and you know, it's pretty bad voice acting off the top. So
yeah.
And the top of it is just this straight exposition. They're in the back of a van. He's like, all right, here's the layout of the movie. And so like they're making a couple jokes about the voiceover and the dubbing and whatever. And then at 20 minutes into the movie, you don't give a shit anymore.
You
don't care. But we had my brother-in-law came in, and he had missed the first hour of the movie, and he walked in, and the guys were saying something dubbed. But he was back where we started at the movie with that mindset of like, oh, this is terrible. And he made this comment about the voiceover. He's like, oh, man, this is awful. And we all looked at him like, shut your whore mouth. Like, you don't know what we're seeing right now. Like,
yeah.
This is a movie of brilliance.
Oh, man. That's hilarious.
So I cannot recommend it enough. Please go watch The Raid Redemption.
It's $6 at Best Buy, right? Or did you just find it?
$9.99.
Got it.
$9.99 at Best
Buy. Sorry.
Yeah, so
those of you who just jumped out of your seat to go buy it, I apologize.
And I know those $4 can be a deal breaker.
Yeah. Actually, $3.99.
Excuse my rounding abilities. Yes. I was trying to say we're kind of moving through.
I'm going to interrupt you one more time.
Okay, great. Great. Whatever you have there, Wes.
Okay. All right, go ahead. No, I'm serious.
We're trying to
anyways.
We're trying to move a little bit quickly through the first part here for a couple of reasons.
But why?
I'm glad you asked, Wes. First, we got a bunch of emails from last week's top five. So we want to get to plenty of those if we can. And also, we are busy preparing for our big 100th podcast episode, which will be coming up in just a couple of weeks. So we've got to get to the old drawing board and make sure our plans are coming to fruition on that.
That's right. Spoiler alert, global war is what we're planning for.
So you are welcome.
Well, Steve, speaking of emails, we got a bunch of emails written in from last week's. I want to start, though. Oh, by the way, it was the top five things that make you feel old.
Ugh.
Oh, God. Steve, you're deteriorating right in front of me.
I'm like at the end of Last Crusade. Once he drinks from the Holy Grail, I'm just, dead dust blowing away.
But we got a very nice email in from Nico.
Nico.
And I'm going to read the entire email.
Oh,
because
my.
Goddamn, listen to this. He says, hello, gentlemen. He calls us gentlemen.
He obviously has never listened before.
That's right. He says, my name is Nico, and I'm from the lovely town of Dusseldorf in Germany.
Oh.
This is my first email to you, so let me break the ice by telling you how I learned to know your show. I discovered your show on oneofus.net and listened to the newest episode for about 15 minutes. Then I immediately stopped, downloaded all of the available episodes, and started from the beginning.
Whoa!
It was so funny and entertaining that I wanted to know all the inside jokes, example, Steve's hate for Prometheus, and everything. It took me about 3 months to get to the latest episode, and it was a great time. I often listen to you guys at work, and sometimes I have to laugh out loud, so I try to disguise my laugh as a cough. as you can imagine, it must look and sound totally ridiculous and weird.
I have no idea how that could sound or look.
My coworkers sometimes give me a strange look, but that's worth it. And no, I am not an obsessed stalker. Cough. I just like your kind of humor and that you don't take yourself too seriously. You're not some arrogant movie snobs, but just people like me and you who like movies and love to talk about it in their own way. But you also seem to know what a good movie is all about. So no amateurs either.
Yeah.
That's the best movie-related compliment we've ever gotten.
Absolutely.
Not amateurs. he says, but enough ass-licking.
Wow.
I also wanted to contribute my top five list of things that make me feel old as I am 34. Oh, God.
So, is he writing from beyond the grave?
He must be. He knows exactly what we're talking about. So his top five is... all of my childhood heroes now look like they melted or have been stretched out, stretched like a canvas. Man, they got old.
Seriously, I almost put this on my list. Looking at Harrison Ford makes me feel really, I don't know if it makes me feel old or really young looking at him. Because he looks so bad.
Oh, man, that's a paradox right there.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, don't look at Harrison Ford too long. Otherwise, you end up in, like, the fifth dimension.
His number four is doing sports. I once was a great basketball player and could run 10 kilometers straight. Now I basically need a base camp every few steps when I use the stairs at home. Hey, gotta get those water stations installed.
I love that he has like a 9-stair step, but he's like, I need 2 landings installed. Like, I can't make that in one shot.
His number three is, it's been a while, but I still can't forget it. Being called sir for the first time by someone who wasn't that much younger than me. He was 22 and the girl was maybe 18.
Oh.
Have you ever been called sir?
I have been called sir, but I use the word sir so often.
As a derogatory?
Yeah.
Thing. All excuse me, sir.
I go to a lot of women and say, excuse me, sir. No, I say it a lot. I'll be like, oh, good sir. Like, just, I don't know, it's one of my weird, I guess now when I say it out loud, it makes me sound like a fucking weirdo.
Yeah, it does.
Like, I don't know, I just say it a lot, so I feel like I hear it a decent amount.
Well, Steve, this is a sirvention. We have all your friends and family here. We need you to stop saying
sirvention.
That's right. His number two is, based on the year difference between the beginning of the show and the time it took place, if that 70s show would be made today, it would be called that 90s show.
Moving right along.
Okay. His number one is, it is now the year that was the far and exotic future in Back to the Future 2. He says, where is his damn hoverboard?
I know. Actually, what I think about more than the hoverboard is I've honestly thought about this for years and years and years and years. I don't know if there's anything I've thought about from a movie more than the Sports Almanac from Back to the Future 2.
Mm-hmm.
I like the idea of going to in the future to get a Sports Almanac to me as a sports fan, and also the money value that it would then bring you,
mm-hmm.
as Biff shows you in the movie.
But Steve, gambling's wrong.
It is? Winning every... It's not... Actually, at that point, it's not gambling.
That's
you're
true.
Just stealing money is what you're really doing.
That's stealing. A-OK.
In my book, that's great. Yeah, and... man. It is kind of crazy that this is now, like... In the year 2015.
Mm-hmm.
It's like... you mean we'll just... We'll have some hybrid cars?
Yeah. I guess we have video chat. Like, FaceTime.
Yeah, but no one... Like that was such a cool thing when you were a kid. Like, I'm gonna be able to like, call my friends and see their faces. And now almost everyone has the ability to do it. I'm like, ah, fuck that. I'll send them a text where I don't even have to like converse with them.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll just be like, be there in 5. Okay.
So true, man.
Yeah.
So true.
Yeah.
But Nathaniel, our old bud Nathaniel, writes in his top
Nathaniel.
5. He says he was really feeling, I was really feeling you guys this week. I miss my 20s. Anyway, top 5. Man, Steve, do you miss your 20s, by the way?
I can't even remember my, do you mean the 1920s?
Yep.
Oh, what a good time.
His number 5 is the Animaniacs President song. I learned that song as a way to remember all the presidents for pub quizzes and such like. Specifically, I learned it when I didn't need to add any extra presidents on the end of it.
I don't know the song. Do you know the song?
Nope.
I know a ton of people that know the song.
Yes.
But I do not. Honestly, I... This is such an enormous hole in my knowledge. I know, like, Washington, Lincoln... And we're going to skip right on up there to about, like, Ronald Reagan. I know there's a Roosevelt or two in there.
Yeah, sure.
And good old, there's a JFK.
Yep, I'm with you, man. I got Washington, Adams.
Yeah, there's a couple Adams. There's two Adams.
And then the current guy.
Bush?
Yes.
Are we still in the Bush time?
Yeah, that's him.
We had, like 16 years of Bush, so I'm sure we're still in there.
But his number 4 is kids' toys. I have a young son, and naturally he has an abundance of toys.
Of course.
Naturally. Which are all so much more awesome than anything that existed when I was his age. He has a robot. Where was my robot?
Yeah, but all of your son's toys, though, Nathaniel, they're all, like, safety toys now.
Yeah.
Like, our toys, and this is... And again, as a child of the late 80s and early 90s, they were not super dangerous toys. It's not like we were from the 40s where they're like, here, eat some lead. Here's a gun and a cigarette. Play, Jimmy.
And these long metal sticks, we call them long lawn darts. Throw them at each other.
Like, we look back at the toys of, like, the 40s and 50s. Like, are you just preparing for the next war? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
I feel like kids' toys now, and like, in general, everything, there's not a sharp edge on anything. Not even, there's no edges on anything.
No.
It's all round, and these big, soft, like, they're inflatable.
They're all foam or rubber. And,
yeah. No,
nope.
Dude.
Not even... Paper. Paper's now rounded. No more paper cuts. Right?
So you got that thick paper.
That's right.
So, Nathaniel, you're right. There are some definite cool technological advances. But also, your kids, they probably don't read books. Like, they don't... I know the kids now, they see anything that's about the size of an iPhone,
mm-hmm.
and they start swiping on the screen,
mm-hmm.
despite the fact it does not even have a screen, like a TV remote control or something like that.
Yeah, so what we're saying is kids are dumb.
Yeah, stupid kids.
Yeah, am I right?
Viva la Optimus Prime and Stretch Armstrong from our time.
I was going to say, you know, your kids probably don't beat each other with plastic swords and axes like we did.
Yeah, because now they're foam.
Uh-huh.
Like, plastic isn't even dangerous.
Yeah.
But now foam? Whenever you try to make a swipe, it wah. No.
It's like when you fought with plastic swords and axes, you fought for real.
And actually, if we're going way back, think about
with metal swords and axes?
Medieval times when they actually used real swords and axes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they died of plague.
Oh, Those crazy Europeans.
Oh, man. Sorry, our new friend from Germany. We don't mean you.
Yeah, that's right. But anyway, should we try to piss off all of our fans?
We should. We're pretty all-encompassing, I think.
Yeah, we just knocked kids. Now we're knocking Europeans in the medieval times. Anyway, is number three. Nathaniel's number three. Remember his list?
I do.
Let's go to his list. His number three is conversations with young people about technology. I was talking to a recent graduate at work who said she hadn't had broadband when she was in her teens because her parents wouldn't get it. I didn't have broadband in my teens because it didn't exist then. Yeah. I hear ya.
Yeah.
His number two is Star Wars. Return of the Jedi came out the year I was born, and I probably watched it or certainly appreciated it for the first time when I was around 10. There are kids in the same boat with episodes 1 through 3 this year, though presumably without the appreciation.
Ugh.
Yeah.
God.
I mean, we talked at length about Star Wars.
Yeah. And actually, one of our very good friends, we were talking about this list. After we do the podcast, you know, it's a great conversation starter with some friends. By the way, yeah. I hope that our listeners take a couple of these fives and use them as
shove them up their ass.
Shove them around their stupid asses with their stupid kids, and hopefully they're not stupid Europeans. Disclaimer, Steve does not actually believe any of the things he just said. But it is a fun conversation to have with people, a lot of the fives that we have. Mm-hmm. So we were bringing up the you know, things that make you feel old, and he said that he saw Return of the Jedi in the theater. And I never saw him as that old, and as soon as he said that, it's like, oh my God!
Talk about aging in front of you.
Seriously. I was like, are you some sort of fucking vampire? How are you even alive? It was crazy to me. It was absolutely crazy.
All right. But his number one was new social media. Unlike you guys, I have at least mastered Twitter and Facebook. Well, good on you.
Hey.
But I'm pretty much bewildered by anything that has come along since. Snapchat? WTF. We certainly didn't feel the need to send naked pictures to each other when I was a teen, and not just because we didn't have the bandwidth.
I did feel the need to send naked pictures.
I just couldn't.
Couldn't do it efficiently.
I mean, I wanted to. Nobody wanted to see them.
To be fair, I didn't want to send naked pictures. I just really wanted to receive naked pictures.
There you go. And there's a difference between us.
Man, I'm really glad we were not best friends in high school. Be like, man, I just really want to get some naked pictures. Oh, damn it, Wes, not of you. Not of you.
Oh, man. But thank you, Nathaniel, for writing in. And Drew writes in, Dearest Wes and Steve, this is kind of a story, so I'll only give you my number one. His number one is Over the Top, the Stallone movie.
I fucking love Over the Top.
Here's the story.
Oh, I love this movie.
Okay, now the story. I'm 36 and have returned to college after working in a factory for almost 10 years, so a lot of my classmates are much younger than I am. The school was going to have an arm wrestling tournament, so I looked at my friends, spun my hat around, and said in a gravelly voice, "It's like flipping a switch."
Yes!
All I saw was blank stares back at me, and I realized these people weren't born when that movie came out.
No.
Nothing like young classmates to feel old every day.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've actually got a very quick over-the-top story as well, because I am with you, man. I love this movie. And I also saw this on just a random Saturday afternoon weekend movie on, like, the local channel or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I was doing an improv show once, and it was a pretty full house. It was probably, like, 110 people or something like that. There was a setup for this arm wrestling thing, like for the love of his daughter or something. And I took my imaginary hat and I turned it around. I said, when I turn this hat around, it's like flipping a switch. And one dude in the audience lost his shit and laughed. And as soon as, like, we did a show for, I think it was a 45-minute show, and the rest of the show was really pretty good. And I walked back and I was like, that was fucking awesome. Like, the fact that I knew I reached one dude, like, and he knew exactly. It was almost like he and I were having a conversation, like, in front of 110 people. I was like, that was awesome.
But the rest of the show, nobody laughed at you, right?
No, because I just kept saying it over and over again.
It's like flipping a switch. Am I right, buddy? Am I right?
He's like, boo!
All right, man. I'll see you after the show.
All right. Like, it's like flipping a switch, you know? Rotten Tomato.
But our good friend Brian Rally writes in, "Hey guys, this is here again with another quit your bitching email from a guy who just turned 42. Fair?
Okay.
Fair point.
Okay.
Your 90s music song mentions reminded me of the album I bought for my girlfriend and now wife and mother of five. Wow.
Okay. Congratulations.
Congrats, man.
Well done, sir.
Called Now That's What I Call Music, which is filled with all those crappy pop songs from the late 90s and is now on volume 54 almost 20 years later.
Oh, my God. That is such an amazing pick.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's a good pick. But he goes on. But the one thing that made me feel really old this year was a post mentioning that Ralph Macchio, the ever-youthful Karate Kid, turned 52 this year, making him older than Mr. Miyagi was when that movie was filmed.
Oh, no.
I belong in a museum. Yeah.
Oh,
check that out.
Oh.
And he adds a third thing. Oh, yeah. And Snoop Dogg is now a grandpa. Chew on that.
Wow.
Brian, you have vaguely aggressive emails.
Wow.
But goddamn, do you bring the goods.
Damn it. That is amazing. Wow.
Yeah.
Woo.
Wow.
Ralph Macchio is older than Mr. Miyagi was in Karate Kid.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And Mr. Miyagi looked like he was hanging on by a thread.
It's like, wax on. Wax off. Peacemaker going. No, false alarm.
Good. We have the piss off the Asians.
Yeah. Yep. I'm all-encompassing, man. I told you. I'm going to offend everybody. Guys, thank you. That is, I mean, actually, I hate you for writing in. Those make me feel awful. But
yeah.
Amazing responses.
Yeah. Great responses, guys. And thank you. Everybody wrote in. Like we always say, we wish we could have time for all of your emails, but they were all great. And we love, love, love hearing from you guys.
Well, speaking of things that make us feel old, Wes, I want to do something that makes a young lady feel young again.
Which is?
Have sex with an old lady.
So what is our top five? Does that have anything to do with that?
I have no idea what the top five is. I just want to have sex with an old lady. Now, we are going to do, we've done our, you know, our celebrity cheat list before. You know, you're getting
a couple of times.
A couple times. Because you know what? It's just so fun.
It's ever-changing, too.
So let's do it again, but with a different caveat.
Yeah.
Caveat this time is the ladies, or men, whatever.
Yeah.
For who, Wes, I mean, you are sending me naked pictures of yourself as a teen, so who knows?
Yes.
We're doing our celebrity get-out-of-jail-free card, but with ladies over 45 years old.
That's right. The beautiful, stunning older women over 45.
Oh, my. Which is the new 30. 45 is the new 30.
And I believe we had to, did we say this on the podcast? That if 40 is the new 30 and 30 is the new 20, then is it 40 the new 20?
Guys, are we? Do we follow maths?
I believe that's mathematically proven right there.
I mean, it's called a proof, people. Yeah. Called a proof.
QED. Anyway, I'm going to start this week with my number five. And this one is just... you know what? My number five is pure nostalgia because I loved the show Friends, and she is beautiful to this day.
God.
It's Jennifer Aniston.
Oh!
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. How Jennifer Aniston, because I looked up a whole bunch of ladies today. Jennifer Aniston, 46 years old right now.
That is correct.
Looking phenomenal for 46.
Looking freaking great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just remembering in the 90s with the Rachel cut and...
And the nipples all the time.
Oh, the Rachel nipples?
The Rachel nipples. You're familiar.
Yes, I am.
You may recall the Rachel nipples.
And she still looks good, but now she has an air of maturity about her, and it just adds to her beauty. She's beautiful.
She is a beautiful woman, no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. And I remember very specifically in high school having the conversation. You know, you have all those, like, oddly, weirdly, you know, sexual
heads.
Yeah, you know, you got like blockheads and rhombus heads.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you have
football heads.
Football head. You have these just straight. I mean, honestly, if I were to go back and listen to these conversations teenage boys have with teenage girls, it has to be the most embarrassing and awful conversations. But I remember this girls being like, "Oh, I don't like that you can see my nipples through my shirt. That's so weird." And like, all of us horny teenagers like, oh, fuck yeah! No, it's awesome! Like, why do you think we even watch Friends? For the Rachel nipples! I'm like, ah, that's weird. Like, no, fucking, get cold! You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah. So, Steve, I wonder why you never received any naked pics when you talk like that.
Come on! Just let me see your nipples! Send me a text! Come on, baby! I talk like some sort of weird, like gold miner truck driver.
You talk like Billy Bob Thornton from Sling Blade when he was a teenager.
Come on, baby, just let me, just give it out. Yeah, just get him, you know, turkey time.
This is why he talks like he does nowadays. He talks like this as a teen. That's my number five, Jennifer. The Rachel nipples and Rachel, Aniston.
Yes. Actually, quick question for you about Jennifer Aniston.
Yes.
We know Brad Pitt is one of the luckiest men alive.
Oh, of course.
We know this.
Yes.
Do you think...
Mm-hmm.
Let me rephrase.
Oh, boy.
You are Brad Pitt.
Yes.
At the time when he split from Jennifer Aniston to mm-hmm. then pursue Angelina Jolie.
Yes.
I could make the argument that Jennifer Aniston got even better looking post, and Angelina Jolie was better looking before...
Well, isn't that the great F.U. of an ex-girlfriend?
Oh, yeah.
Is getting better looking than the current girlfriend?
So if I were to time travel to you, Wes Brad Pitt.
Yes.
And show the two pictures. I mean, we don't know how these women are, like, how they actually act, as, you know, their personalities. But just based on the looks, would you, as younger Brad Pitt, would you stay with Jennifer Aniston? Or would you then, or would you try something new to round out your resume?
What? Round out the sexual resume.
The sexual resume.
No, I would. I assume that their relationship just wasn't good, so that's why they had to split.
I agree.
I would do the same.
Okay.
Because right.
Sexual resume. Got it. Loud and clear.
Yep.
And actually, I'm very glad you said Jennifer Aniston at number five, because it ties in perfectly to my number five.
David Schwimmer.
Who is David Schwimmer? Have you seen Band of Brothers?
Yeah.
He's so fucking sexy. Not true, but he is very good in it.
Yes.
In a strange way. Going also in the Friends bandwagon is Chandler Bing. No, for real. Joey. No, also not for real.
God. Gunther from Gunther. The coffee shop.
God damn it. I couldn't think of his name. I am going with Courtney Cox, and here's the reason why.
Okay.
Courtney Cox gets bonus points because she's the big 5-0.
Okay.
Courtney Cox is 50 years old.
That's true.
And the reason, and I'm looking at this as like a one-night standish situation. This is not a, we're not locking it down for the long haul here. That's how I'm looking at
this. I mean, no, because these ladies are over 45. Yeah, I mean, what are you going to talk about?
After we have sex once, they're going to die. It's going to be incredible.
Now, God, we're the worst people.
Well, to be fair, I'm way worse than you.
That's very true. Because I was thinking, when I was making this list, man, wouldn't it be weird? Like, you know, I'm almost 30. I consider myself, how in depth do I want to go here?
I consider myself a moderately homosexual man.
I consider myself pretty good in the sack.
Okay.
You know, I last 2 minutes and the woman doesn't fall asleep, and I think that's pretty good, right?
That's, hey, it's a win.
Yeah, so I consider myself pretty good in the sack, but what if, you know, after a couple minutes with these women, and they're like, okay, you just, you know, I've come twice at that point. they flip me over, and they get on top, and then suddenly it's like an LSD acid trip. It's nothing but sights and sounds and colors and sensations. It's like, what have I been doing all these years?
Man. I hope that happens.
Yeah.
I hope that happens. So the reason I chose Courtney Cox at number five is because Jennifer Aniston gets all the love, man.
Okay.
There's no doubt Jennifer Aniston is more beautiful than Courtney Cox.
Sure.
No doubt. But poor Monica here was always in the shadows.
That's true.
Always, I mean, world-class beauty, but next to an all-time beauty,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like there would, like... And I'm so glad that you had just made this your number five. Like, I would be right in the – just starting out with Courtney Cox, be like, by the way, you know Wes on the podcast, he chose Jennifer Aniston, right? And she'd be like, motherfucker! And, like, just – like, it would – she. I feel like she would have
– something to prove.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And also, I didn't I had not thought about Courtney Cox in a while. And then I saw a preview randomly for like the final season of Cougar Town, I guess.
Yeah.
And just, I've never seen the show, but I saw Courtney Cox and I was like, damn, Courtney Cox, you looking good. So you know what? I'm taking Courtney Cox almost as a spite to Jennifer Aniston. Not that she gives a shit, but I'm going to use that spite to fuel my passionate night with Courtney Cox as just, it's going to be great. Fuck you, sex, despite the fact Jennifer Aniston has nothing to do with it at all. I'm just going to make sure she does, if that makes sense.
Jump cut to Jennifer Aniston listening to this podcast as she just hangs her head in the Charlie Brown sad music plays.
Or she calls me and she's like, Steve, you think Courtney Cox? You want Courtney Cox? I'm going to be there in 15 minutes.
Whoa!
Whoa!
You're playing the long game.
You know, long play, baby.
Yeah.
The long play. You got to have foresight with these kind of things.
All right. And plus, Courtney Cox and Ace Ventura.
I know, man.
Beautiful.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, so Courtney Cox, number
Courtney
five.
Courtney Cox. So, you know what? And to be honest, no, I was about to say, I'd be such a good friend to you if I somehow won the affections of Courtney Cox. I would let you have a threesome with Courtney Cox and Jennifer Aniston. But that's not true. I would not allow such a thing.
But what if I let you have one after I have one?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
That's a very good question.
Or should we just do it at the same time?
And
just say that we each had a threesome.
Certainly no wiener in there.
Yeah. Certainly no fourth person was there.
Definitely not. And I'm offended you would even bring it up.
And I send you naked pictures during.
It's like, Wes, please. You're ruining this in a lot of ways for me. I really envision this being a lot better. And they're both just like lame fish there. They're just like, oh, this is great. God damn it, Courtney Cox, light a fire.
Where's that LSD acid trip?
Come on, man. What the hell? We're doing all the work here.
All right. So my number four, I'm going with a classic beauty.
Oh,
in
my.
All respects.
Dame Judi Dench.
You know what?
No. No, it's not.
My number four is Robin Wright from House of Cards. You might know her from as Princess Buttercup.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, got the nostalgia factor there. In fact, after 2 minutes, when I come for the first time, I'm going to shout Buttercup is what I'm going to do.
Oh, I thought as you reached climax, you would say, as I wish.
That would have been a much better joke.
And it's great, too, because you are Wesley.
That's true.
Which really plays in nicely. And I am Kevin Spacey. So, no? No?
Wait, really?
No, I'm not.
No, okay, good.
I'm not an Academy Award winning actor.
What is Kevin? Oh, the Frank Underwood. I was thinking.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was thinking Sean Penn, her ex-husband.
Oh, is that legit? Is that her actual ex-husband?
I think so.
Oh, I don't know.
She was going by Robin Wright Penn for a while.
Ah, that would make sense.
Yes, unless she just really liked pens.
You know what? Robin Wright Bick.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I dig the new short hair on her.
It looks great on
her,
man.
It's really good. Mm-hmm. It's not a look that all women can pull off.
No.
But she certainly can.
And she's got an air of power about her in that show. It's very sexy.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
So my number four has got to go Robin Wright ballpoint pen.
Uniball.
Yeah.
All right, my number four. I'm going a little bit more classy as well, if you will.
Okay.
I'm going with a British lady.
Oh.
Yes. And I think there's a little special spot in your heart for her as well. The 49-year-old Elizabeth Hurley.
She's an honorable mention
of
mine.
Yes. I mean, I know you're such a big fan of, oh, God, Bedazzled.
Oh, love it.
Honestly, I think I started developing my crush, my love for Elizabeth Hurley from the original Austin Powers.
Yeah, of course.
I think it was my first experience with Elizabeth Hurley.
Mm-hmm.
But there was something very, I don't want to say she's a classic beauty. Like, I feel like her features might be just a little bit too sharp almost
to be
like a classic beauty. But she's very refined. She's very British.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like I would never see her ever in like sweatpants or, you know, she's always done up very nicely and very proper and very, so there's a little bit of an allure to me of like, once the lights are off, we're going to drop the polite British act and we're going to get down to business. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna take me some Elizabeth Hurley, who just missed the 50 mark for the extra bonus point.
Sure. Now, Steve, you realize that you insulted all Europeans earlier, right?
Right.
Yes. So,
but I didn't mean it.
Did you not?
I don't know.
Yes, I thought of her for the exact same reasons. Austin Powers, huge crush. She was beautiful. And she's still beautiful today.
And what about a little, she was pretty hot, though, and bedazzled, right?
I mean, we make fun of bedazzled, but she was amazingly attractive.
I mean, we're not talking, I mean, just rating it on sexual appeal, great film.
Yeah, Brendan Fraser, woo!
Baby. Yeah. God, what a weird movie star Brendan Fraser is.
Yep.
I feel like Brendan Fraser lives three doors down from me, and I see him mowing his lawn. It's like, hey, Steve. Is that fucking Brendan Fraser? Is that the Encino Man?
Like, gonna go work at a Jewel Osco. Yeah, I'll be back.
It's like, hey, I really think it's a good idea for you buying that celery the other day. It's good for you. It's like, thanks, bag boy Brendan Fraser. Appreciate it. As he drives like a Lamborghini to Jewel.
Yeah.
What are you, Brendan Fraser?
I'm just doing it's a little downtime between jobs.
What's your job? I don't understand you, Brendan Fraser. You're in The Mummies, and then you're in Encino Man first. Then you do Monkey Bone.
Yeah,
and then that's it.
There was an open season or something like that.
I just don't get it.
Like a string of terrible movies, like Dudley Do-Right and Tarzan.
I know this is not a $1 million idea. This is more like a $1.50 idea. But what if you did an Expendables-type movie with Brendan Fraser-esque characters where, like, you just don't, like, a Steve Zahn?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what do you do? Like, a Jason Biggs, maybe? Just these kind of C-list-ish...
Chris Klein's in there.
Yeah. What is this group of people? What's happening here?
Would Ron Livingston be part of that?
No, he's too likable.
He is too likable.
He is just too likable.
All right.
Can you name something Ron Livingston was in that you didn't like?
Oh, no, actually.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Or you didn't like him in it?
You know what? Another perfect addition to the Expendables. DJ Qualls.
Yes.
Yes.
Why are you here?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't...
We get it. You're super skinny. That's your shtick. We got it.
I don't, like, really mind that you're here. I just don't get it.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all, of course, off of the lovely Elizabeth Hurley.
Well, my number three might be on your list. I'm going to say it right now. It might be your number one. And if it is, I apologize.
If you have stolen my number one right now, I'd be pretty pissed.
Are you? Selma Hayek?
No.
Okay.
She would be my number two.
Okay.
But since I mentioned her previously on my celebrity get-out-of-jail-free card, I just left her off as an honorable mention.
Sure. Selma Hayek, 48. And what can we say? She's beautiful. She's made some interesting career choices. But
what we can... You've not mentioned... She got the sweetest boobies.
I mean, I knew if I didn't mention it, I knew you would.
Don't you worry, sir. Don't you worry. A good set will not go unappreciated by me.
That's right.
Man, I love me some Selma Hayek.
Of course, man. And, you know, just looking at pictures of her today, it's like, man, she hasn't really aged either.
No, she looks gorgeous.
She is a vampire.
She, and fine. Yeah. Make me one with you, madam.
Make me your eternal lover.
That is fine.
Mm-hmm.
God, could you imagine... You know, I feel like you play the game. What if I won the lottery? What would you do? What would you do? You know what I would do? I would research a way to turn Selma Hayek into a vampire and then have her turn me into a vampire and spend the rest of eternity having sex with Selma Hayek. That's what I would do if I won the lottery. I would research vampirism and make Selma Hayek love me and do that with me.
There you go.
That's what I would do.
All right. Well, that all ties into my number three. Selma Hayek.
Oh, and actually, it is our good friend Mike's bachelor party this coming weekend, and so I'm in charge of it and doing a couple of bachelor party kind of games, and I'm going to be doing a like kind of identify this naked celebrity kind of thing.
Ah, yes.
So it was a labor of love, just purely just for my friend's bachelor party. I took no pleasure whatsoever.
Of course not.
Researching all of these naked celebrity photos. And I forgot about this sex scene in Desperado between Antonio Banderas and Selma Hayek.
Super hot.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Like, we're talking, I know we mentioned this before, but if you're putting two celebrities in their sexual primes together mm-hmm. in just an all-time sex bonanza, I don't think you can. I really don't think you can do better than Salma Hayek and Antonio Banderas.
Definitely not.
Man, it is.
I mean, Mike Myers and Elizabeth Hurley might be up there, but besides those two,
I mean, what do you think is a? I think this is actually a pretty good combination. What do you think is a hotter duo? Scarlett Johansson, Chris Hemsworth today, or Antonio Banderas, Salma Hayek, Desperado?
Are ScarJo and Chris Hemsworth a thing?
No. I know they have not had a sex scene, but I'm just saying, if I'm just putting it together, let's just say, you know, the new Avengers will, by the time this comes out, the new Avengers will be out. Maybe they have a super hot triple X sex scene.
Yeah, we can only hope. You know what? I'm going to go Desperado, baby.
I definitely it's Desperado.
Yeah, with a bullet.
I definitely think so.
Yes. So that's my number three, Salma okay. Hayek.
Strong. I love the pick. And I'm gonna stick on this Austin Powers bandwagon.
Okay.
I'm going with my number three. I'm going with a lovely lady, also known from The Hangover and Boogie Nights. And that is going to be the 45-year-old, just sneaking in, Heather Graham.
She's beautiful. Didn't even think of her.
I love me some Heather Graham. I'm not a huge fan of the kind of bleach blondish kind of girl, mm-hmm. Which she's not quite that, but she kind of plays that, not quite ditzy blonde, but on that side of the spectrum a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But man, was it Felicity Shagwell? Was that her in the second Austin
sounds
Powers?
Sounds familiar.
I think she was Felicity Shagwell.
Okay.
And that was my first experience with her as well, and I just loved it. Oh my god, I love me some Heather Graham. And then shortly after that, I saw her as Roller Girl in Boogie Nights. It's like, oh my god, it's your boobies, Heather Graham, sweet sweet boobies. And that, but here's the little bit of the sad part though is Heather Graham, phenomenal boobs in clothing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they are not quite as good, sans bra and clothes.
Okay.
I feel like they're not quite as nice as some others, I feel like.
Okay.
This is a big deal for me.
I mean, it is. Is it a deal breaker?
No, obviously she's okay. Number three on my list. But honestly, it's that the booby thing normally would push it down further. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
But there's no doubt. There's absolutely no doubt Salma Hayek has better boobs than... Don't you laugh at me. I have spent too many hours thinking about this. I take that back. Just the right amount of hours thinking about this.
I take that back. Not enough hours thinking about this.
I need to think about it more.
Yeah.
But Heather Graham has this kind of adorable girl next door-ish kind of thing.
I love the girl next door.
She seems really innocent, but with that kind of fun side. Like, get a couple drinks into Heather Graham. And like, she's not going to do anything totally crazy, but she might flash you or whatever. You're like, yeah! She might kiss another girl at the bar. Nothing like real slow, just a kiss, and you're like, oh my god, Heather Graham, I can totally bring you to my parents, who at this point are in a nursing home. But I don't know, there's a youthful exuberance to Heather Graham, but yet still bombshell body, and yeah.
Oh, so, yeah.
And again, oh, yeah.
I actually haven't seen a picture of Heather Graham in, I want to say, like 5 years.
Since The Hangover, probably?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't even know what she looks like.
She could have pretty much the same.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
pretty similar.
She could have changed races, for all I know.
She could have. She didn't.
She okay, good.
And just for the record, if Beyonce was over 45, she would be on my list as well.
Yep, exactly.
I would do the whole Austin Powers threesome right now.
And your number one, the guy who played number two.
Rob Lowe! To be fair, honestly, if there is a lady version of this, of guys over 45,
yeah.
Which I feel like, by the way, is an easier list.
Oh, yeah.
But honestly, if Rob Lowe is not on that list, you are a fucking crazy woman.
Yeah.
Rob Lowe looks amazing. He's like 70. He looks amazing.
Yes. Yes, he does. Can we talk more about Rob Lowe?
Let's talk about Rob Lowe. Toned, handsome, great commercials.
Great hair.
Great hair.
And that voice.
You know, I changed my number three. Heather Graham's out. Rob Lowe is in.
Good. I'm glad we... I don't even know what I'm glad we did. I feel like we've ruined some lives so far.
Yeah, but we've... I feel like Rob Lowe's happy.
Yeah. You know what? Jennifer Aniston said Rob Lowe is very happy.
You know
right
what?
Now.
You can't... not everyone's a winner, okay?
Sure, sure. So that was your number three.
My number three.
Heather Graham.
Rob Lowe.
Got it. My number two, it's a wild card, but goddamn, Elizabeth Mitchell.
Elizabeth Mitchell.
Juliet from Lost.
Oh,
yes. Just turned 45.
Oh,
still
man.
Looking good. She apparently was on Once Upon a Time, if you watch that show.
My wife watches it occasionally.
So I don't know why she didn't bring you into the room to have you watch Elizabeth Mitchell on it.
I love her, man.
Oh, God, she's beautiful.
She got some big old titties, too.
Oh, great. I'm glad.
Just making sure everyone knows.
Bring you in for the boob report.
She's got... Let's do a quick breakdown of these titties.
Oh, okay. Break them down. How's the left one?
Left strong.
Okay. How's the right one?
Slightly less strong.
But them as a pair.
As a pair. Strong.
Good, good. In a bra.
Very good.
Without a bra.
Haven't seen. Incomplete.
Okay, got it.
Incomplete.
Nipples.
I can't. So this is This is not a thorough scouting report.
It's not.
Because I almost feel like
you're woefully underinformed.
You're goddamn right I am. And I know what my homework is when I leave here today. To dig up. God, actually, when I was looking up the thing for the bachelor party, the celebrity nude pics, It was so fucking easy to find nude celebrities. Just, I was like, you know, I'd like to see, you know, young Madonna's boobs. Oh, there they go. Here's 15 pictures I can scroll through. I was like, where was this when I was 15 years old, man? Dude, I was like trying to scam my like friend's dad's old Hustler magazines and shit. Like,
yep.
I'm like, whose titties do you want to see today? I don't know. We'll try these. Oh, there they are.
Sure.
Crazy.
Google or the boob Rolodex.
Seriously, man. It's amazing.
Oh, man.
But I feel like she's almost too classy.
I don't think there's nude pictures of her out there.
And you know what? I'm not going to check.
Steve?
Excuse me. I had a small aneurysm lying to you. I'm totally going to check.
Yes, good, good. And you let me know.
What else? So we got Once Upon a Time.
Yes.
Lost is obviously the big guy.
Of course, the big one. I mean, she was on an episode of House. Like, I know
There's,
like, random stuff out there like that, but I can't think of any other big roles off the top of my head.
Yeah, me either.
But she's got that classic beauty, I feel.
She is. And she has, a mature beauty to her as well.
And kind of a powerful feel to her as well.
Yeah. Powerful, but yet soft.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not gonna. She will reprimand you and mean it, but she will not like rip your heart out.
No, and she'll be the one that like I'm gonna be like Elizabeth Mitchell. Let me teach you some things, and then she'll be like, "Oh, honey, let me show you the world." And then we'll hop on a magic carpet as we're having sex.
Wow! And if we're adding magical transportation, then this list is now completely different. Would you rather, now throwing age aside,
okay,
would you rather have her or Evangeline Lilly?
Oh, Elizabeth Mitchell.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think I would go Evangeline Lilly.
Well, that's because I don't know why. I mean, I can't fault you.
I feel like Evangeline Lilly just has the youth on her side.
Sure.
Evangeline Lilly is just...
But Evangeline Lilly always plays I feel like she plays a damsel in distress, even though Kate was a very strong character, but she was in distress a lot of the time.
What else does she play in distress?
I don't know. In life?
She is generally distressed.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't know. Can I turn right on a red here? Oh, if only someone would help me. Oh, my boobs.
So I have absolutely no information to back up that claim.
Because she plays a badass elf warrior in the Hobbit movies.
Isn't she in distress about it?
I mean,
she's kind of conflicted about it, maybe.
She kills a lot of orcs.
Yeah, but doesn't she have this distressed look on her face?
Well, no.
But inwardly, she's distressed.
Okay.
Thank you.
Obviously. My mistake for not realizing that.
Exactly.
My mistake. I really like that number, too, man. That's good.
Elizabeth Mitchell, man.
That's good. However, it is not as good as my number
or
two.
Or as I call her, Lizzie Mitch. Want to get that in there?
Oh, Liz Mitch. Love me some Liz Mitch.
All right.
My number two. Again, this is just a childhood conquering coming at you right now.
Okay.
And also possibly the most beautiful woman to ever exist. Number two, Cindy Crawford.
Oh, that's a good one.
49 years old.
She's only 49?
Only 49.
I thought she'd be like 65 by now.
Only 49. She is gorgeous. Still gorgeous.
Yeah.
She was, I honestly think she was the first woman I ever saw as a young boy and was and had feelings of a sexual kind ever.
The juicy feelings.
The juicy feelings. If you want to be the most gross about it. Dad, I'm having... Can't say it. Dad, I fear I'm having... the juice... Dad, I'm having the juicy feelings. Smack! No son of mine has juicy feelings. I don't even know what the hell a juicy feel. Are you? Are you eating fruit? What does that mean? What does it even mean?
Yeah.
And I remember a desperate attempt on my part. She was in, I think it was her first and possibly only movie she was in. It's called Fair Game, I believe.
Okay.
With one of the Baldwins.
Oh, Steven?
Nah, no, Steven's the shitty, the
Donald.
Shittiest one.
Donald.
Don Bald?
Yeah.
I don't think it was Alec. It was Billy? Is Billy the Bald? Yeah. Billy the
Bald? Is Billy Bald?
Is Billy Bald the wind? I think it's Billy Baldwin. Regardless, the Baldwin is not important. What is important... is a sex scene, I think, like, on a train or something.
Ooh, moving.
And she showed them boobies.
Thank you, Steve.
No problem.
Okay.
And I, again, this was before the internet was just this thing you could Google and get all the boobies. When you had to try real hard on your 56K modem to download pictures of her boobs, and by God, I got them. as a young, I want to say, 12-year-old, I found them. And oh my God, it was honestly like Indiana Jones finding the Holy Grail. I was like, yes, yes, I have defeated the trials. I have seen the boobs. Cindy Crawford. Oh my God. Those Diet Pepsi commercials from back in the day. Every time it came out, I was like, Mom, shut your stupid face. There's a Diet Pepsi commercial on with Cindy Crawford.
Steven, take out the trash.
There's no time for trash. There is only time for Cindy. I loved her little mole, her beauty mark, if you will.
Yes.
And I read somewhere, I don't know if this is accurate or not, that they did a, like they broke down her face scientifically. And it is scientifically, mathematically, the most symmetrical, beautiful face that they've ever found.
Really?
Yeah, just the proportions of her face according to what the human eye detects as beauty. Her face is closest to perfection, I guess. I don't know if this is true or not, but I read it years ago.
You know, I know that the human eye thinks symmetry is beauty. And it's always a surprise to me when you just boil down to that base thing.
Yeah.
But then again, if I saw a woman or a man with their face 15 degrees lower than one side of their face, that would be very ugly to me.
That is a deduction on the juicy feeling.
Just 15 millimeters lower.
Yeah. Thank you. See, I appreciate you trying to cater to our European audience.
Yep.
With the metric system,
as opposed to 15 inches lower.
Oh! Oh my God. Where their face is on their chest. Yes. To be honest, very, very few juicy feelings. With just a blank slate of skin as a face and a real face on their sternum.
That's right.
A little bit on their neck.
But you can't call them on it because then you'll be called symmetricist.
And God, please. No, they hang symmetricists in our neck of the woods.
That's right.
So number two, one of my all-time favorites, without a doubt, Cindy Crawford.
You know what? My number one, I couldn't even remember where I first heard of this woman. I can't even remember seeing her in a movie, but I know of her, and she is beautiful. Monica Bellucci, the Italian model and actress. She doesn't do a lot of movies, but she is gorgeous. Yes, look her up, Steve.
I am looking her up.
She is 50, so she gets that extra point
for
you.
She gets a bonus point, man.
Look this shit up. She is gorgeous. She looks like she's younger than us, because we look like we're 45 at least.
You're being very generous. I appreciate that. That's very right. Much. Is she just, is she a model? Oh, I okay. This is how people will know Monica Bellucci. Remember The Matrix Reloaded? The girl, the woman that is with Merv, the Merovingian?
Sure.
The beautiful woman in the kind of white leather-ish dress from that helps Neo and Trinity in The Matrix 2. Mm-hmm. That is her. And oh my God.
Yeah.
She is beautiful.
Oh God, beyond beautiful.
She gets the Italian points. Go figure with the name Monica Bellucci.
Yeah.
When an Italian woman achieves maximum Italian beauty, just that full dark hair and the dark features to her, like, and of course an appreciation for fine cheeses and wine,
of course,
which is not a knock against anybody.
And you know that she's going to be passionate.
My God, man.
Yeah.
God, that's such a good pick.
She's going to be a fireball.
How old
fireball.
Is she?
Fireball.
She's 50 years old?
I know. She looks like she's younger than us.
My good God. Just that kind of dark, seductress kind of look to her where, oh, man. She's born to be in... Like gin commercials or like vodka commercials.
Yeah, yeah.
Just that woman at the end of the bar kind of giving you that look, flipping the hair.
Because she can't not look seductive.
No.
Even when she laughs or maybe picks her nose, it's the most seductive booger.
Juicy points on the boogers! You know, that famous ditty.
Yeah, that's great. What a great jingle.
Man, Monica Bellucci.
So beautiful.
Did not think about it at all. Great. Great. Also, she's one of the women that can walk that very fine line of beautiful and sexy.
Yeah.
It's very hard. It's very difficult.
Very difficult to do.
And she does.
She can walk that fine line all the way to my bedroom.
Oh, my God. Juicy points.
That's my number one, Monica Bellucci.
You know what? You've made a very fine selection with your number one. Mm-hmm. But I feel very content, very confident with my number one.
Okay.
My number one, I will tell you where you can find this lovely lady, who, by the way, bonus point, 50 years old.
Nice.
She can be found in the movie GoldenEye. She can be found in the X-Men series. She can be found in Hansel and Gretel. I don't know how to say her name 100% correctly, but it is Famke Janssen. Janssen? Janssen. It's Swedish. No one knows how to speak Swedish. There you go, Europeans. Another jab at you. I don't know why this week, but that's how it goes. Famke Janssen, we'll say. A.K.A. Jean Grey from X-Men. She's the evil witch in Hansel and Gretel. And
yeah.
She is Zenya. Is it Nolotov?
It's Zenya Onatopp.
Onatopp. Onatopp. Yes. From GoldenEye.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I mean, GoldenEye was right in that prime puberty time.
Sure.
But I prefer myself a Jean Grey Famke.
Sure, sure.
Something a little bit more, I kind of prefer her a little bit more reserved, I would call her like a brooding beauty in that movie.
Yeah, the old brood butte.
Oh, she loves that. That's her that's her favorite. That is absolutely her favorite. There's
Plus her in GoldenEye, she's just crazy.
She's crazy, man.
But you know what? I'm sure that character's great in the sack.
But you know what? I feel like she's painfully scary in the sack. You were talking earlier about like the you know, you're going to see these colors and different smells, and I feel like with her, you're going to see a color. It's going to be red, where you're bleeding, and you're going to smell your own bones breaking somewhere. Like, oh, what happened? I broke your ankles.
Well, if you remember, that's how she kills people.
I know. She wraps her legs around their neck and kills in their stomachs and strangles them. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Around their stomachs and strangles them.
I mean, doesn't she lock onto him there and, like, just squeezes him and I know that she does the neck as well.
Yeah, she pretty much constricts them to death.
She's like a sexy boa constrictor.
I mean, I've always called her that. Oh, Famke Janssen.
Sexy boa lady. But there's something, she has this I don't know, darkness to her. Yeah. This kind of brooding look as if she has
Are you talking like dark beauty?
Oh, yeah.
Not just like there's an evil inside of her.
No, well, I mean, I almost feel like she has this secret sort of thing in a way. And there's just something about her look that she's holding back this, I don't know, this animal kind of thing. Like almost like she's holding back her Xenia inside in a way.
Yeah.
But her face is so beautiful. I mean, it's so beautiful. And, I don't know, she's got this dark, mysterious... and she looks so much younger than 50, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. She looks gorgeous at 50.
Sure.
So, and she's my number one, 45 plus. There's just something dark, mysterious, brooding, and, you know, just, I want to have like a candlelit dinner, try to get some of that secret out, and then know that all bets are off once we get back to our luxurious hotel room.
You know what, dude? I didn't even think about her because I thought that she was in her late 30s, early 40s.
50, dude.
Wow.
50.
That's crazy.
You know, I want to make a slight little comment about this whole list, because I realized this for the first time in my life this week, thinking about this list, is that I feel fine about picking women over 45 as this to talk about having sex with.
Yeah.
Because I'm a married man now. I'm a married man. I love my wife very, very much. And for like to me, picking these women, not that they're honestly any difference than picking like Jennifer Lawrence or, you know,
Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Absolutely. I'm probably not going to be in the same state as these people.
Yeah.
It's never going to be an issue. But there's something about these women that are so impossibly beautiful at the age that they are in.
Yeah.
They are such anomalies.
Mm-hmm.
No human woman should look like Famke at 50 years old.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how this works. So it's almost completely innocent to me.
Yeah.
Where it's almost like appreciating like a fine piece of art.
Sure.
It's like you are just such, you are a separate thing. You're something different.
You heard Steve Wright. He feels that women at 50 should look like Mr. Miyagi.
Or Ralph Macchio.
Yeah.
You'd rather look like Ralph Macchio. No doubt.
Sure.
So I feel much better about picking this, you know, as a married man to, it's kind of like your wife being like, oh my God, there's this 20-year-old, you know, Channing Tatum, a young Channing Tatum. Oh my God. It's like, well, I mean, yeah, but I mean, when I was, as he says, like, obviously it wouldn't be Harrison Ford, but Richard Gere is so good looking. Like, you know what? Yeah. I hope when I'm 60, I could start looking good. So there's something kind of relieving to me in that way that you can appreciate these women for their beauty, but also like their achievement and their work ethic to continue to work on themselves to stay so good looking for so long.
And to be their age and their level of maturity and the level of power that comes with that.
Yeah.
Like, just adds to the sexiness.
Yeah. These are, not only are these very beautiful women, I think for the most part, they're very well put together, it seems, women that, we're not talking about crazy drug addicts and that we know of course.
Sure.
And, there's some sexy, powerful, well put together, just good looking ladies. And that is some sexy stuff, man. That's some sexy stuff.
Well, with that in mind, I'm going to run through my top five list again. My number five was Jennifer Aniston. My number four was Robin Wright, ballpoint pen. My number three was Selma Hayek. My number two was Elizabeth Mitchell.
Mitchell, maybe.
Yeah. And my number one was Monica Bellucci.
What got my juicy feelings going was number five, Courtney Cox, doing the Friends thing down there.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, that was going to be my Elizabeth Hurley. Number three, Rob Lowe. I mean, sorry, Heather Graham. Number two, oh, baby, Cindy Crawford. And number one, the dark, brooding, beautiful, Famke... Don't know last name.
Man, Steve, what are you going to do when you need to moan her name?
I'm just going to say, as I wish! Or just call her Jean Grey or
sure.
Phoenix.
Or Xenia.
No, I'm not calling. I don't want to bring... Okay. I don't want
you
her.
You should call her Evil Witch.
You evil witch. What did you just say to me? Nothing. Nothing. You're beautiful.
You're so beautiful.
I have to go. What have I done?
Oh, God.
This is not as I wish.
But, guys, as we mentioned before, we love, love, love hearing from you guys. So please write us in your top five. Women or men over 45.
Would love to get a lady's perspective. And you can just leave Rob Lowe at number one. It's okay. We know.
I mean, if I didn't think about him, but he'd make my number two, I think.
Damn. Minimum. Minimum two.
Yeah. And Harrison Ford, be careful, because you will get sucked into the fifth dimension.
There's so many dimensions you don't know about unless you've stared into Harrison Ford's face for too long.
And Tommy Lee Jones, what the fuck is wrong with you for picking Tommy Lee Jones?
We're going to put a couple rules. Rob Lowe is already number one. If Tommy Lee Jones is on your list, fuck you. Those are actually the rules. Those are the rules.
Nothing against TLJ as a person. No. I call him TLJ.
Yeah, I mean he's the tongue jam Leopold.
Yep, those were initials in the wrong sequence.
Oopsie daisy. Anyway, thank you guys very much for writing in. We would love to hear the ladies and or gentlemen over the age of 45 that would be on your celebrity exception list.
You can leave a comment here on oneofus.net. You can email us at 5playnet@gmail.com.
And we would like to thank our international audience. Now that I knew you were there, I've tried my best to offend you.
Steve, I like how we tried to do a shorter podcast, and we wound up at exactly, well, a little bit over an hour.
Woo! Dude, once you get me talking about beautiful women, there's no stopping me.
No bets are off.
No bets are off. No. Actually, that's very accurate. Yeah. No bets are off.
No bets replaced, and no bets are off.
I will bet on everything. So thank you guys very much for listening. Please write in any top fives you'd like to hear us do in the future. Or if you have any recommendations or things you'd like to see us do or mention in our special 100th episode podcast coming up in just a few short weeks, please let us know, because we would not have 100 episodes if it wasn't for you. So thank you guys very much. And with that being said, as always, I'm Steve.
I'm Wes.
That was 5.
And we're out!